Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, my best friend is a proud homewrecker. We'll get into that in just a little bit, but right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
God is not through with you, but we are.
Oh.
I'm going to say that one more time. God is not through with you, but we are. Oh, let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Takara.
Who's this?
This is Brother Brinkley from the church. How you doing?
Hey, how is it? I'm at work. Can I call you back?
Well, this is kind of urgent. I've called your house phone, and I didn't get an answer, and I had this other number on file, so I wanted to reach out to you. But what I won't take long, but it really is an urgent.
All right.
That urgent matter, if you don't mind.
All right, hold on. Let me step away from my cubicle. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Okay. So what's, Brother Brinkley, speak to me.
Okay, we have a bit of a problem here, and we're trying to clean up a lot of things here at the church. You know, I hate to be the one to bring you some bad news. Let me just start by saying this. God might not be through with you, but we are here at the church. It has been brought to our attention, Sister Cara, that you guys are halfway coming to church. You might come once out of a month. You're not tithing as we expected. You know, the church can't really depend on you. It's you. You got, you know, you bring your kids. I think your brother comes to the church. But everybody is coming every now and then. We cannot depend on you all to be the members and have the expectation of where we're trying to take the church.
Wait. Hold on. You say your name is Brother Brinkley? You're from
Brother
the church?
Brother Brinkley. Yes.
And you work under the deacon? I'm sorry. I've never heard of you before.
I have been officiated by the pastor, and I'm over the finance. And we're going through all of the books and looking at all of the numbers of the members of the church, the directory, and we're noticing what people are paying tithes, what people aren't paying tithes, who's coming to church, who's participating in different ministries and whatnot. And Sister Takara, I have to be honest with you. You're there maybe once every one of a month. We might see you, might not see you, you know. And like I say, God may not be through with you, but we are.
Okay, you keep saying that. Well, listen, why? I don't understand. Like, are y'all monitoring my church going? Like, I can't. I have to go every single week. I mean, I go when I can.
Why are you absent so much at the church? Explain that to me.
I mean, I have three kids. You know, I mean, I have two jobs. Sometimes I don't. I mean, I still pray. I don't understand how a church can. Are y'all serious?
You got two jobs, but we're not getting tithes like you got two jobs. Well, you're not tithing like you got two jobs.
Because I can't afford. I got three.
You just said I got two jobs. That's what you just said.
And that those two jobs are in support of my kids. I mean, I can't support the church and my kids at the same time. I can't do both. I mean, I give when I can.
Let me ask you something. What are you making on that other job?
Are you serious? Are you really? You really? I didn't know the church got in this deep with you really asking me how much I make in my second job that I take to support my kids? Come on now. There's got to be something. This is.
I'm going to say this to you again. God may not be through with you, but we are. If you are not going to pay your tithes, if you're not going to come to work on a consistent basis, then what do you benefit the church?
Is that what the church is about? This can't be.
I'm going to say this to you. Let me tell you what the church is all about. The church
If you say we're done with you again one more time, I'm serious.
No, I'm going to tell you this. You're talking about, is that what the church is about? Let me tell you what the church is. The church is a hospital for crippled souls. You understand that? That's what the church is. That's what the church is. But when we have souls that are coming in to be saved, we are doing our job. And guess what? Those people that are coming in, you know what they're doing? They're tithing. That's what they're doing. They're tithing. You, Sister Takara, I'm sure your soul is crippled. You're not coming, and you're not tithing. You may give us a little something when you show up, if you show up. Am I right or wrong?
Okay, hold up. Let me get one thing straight. This is what you called me for in the middle of my work day to tell me that you're kicking me out the church because I don't give enough money to the church while I'm at my job that I can barely afford to pay my bills with. Matter of fact, I don't even know who you are. I've never met you in my life. And I don't, you know what? This church, you know, this church. I hate to say it, but if that's what the church is about, you had the nerve to call me. I'm in the lobby of my fucking job.
Okay, now, let me say something. Now, you being very unchristian like now.
Are you kidding me?
Sister Kari, you going to watch your tone and your language, yeah?
This is not Christian-like.
Well, do you know Brother Dwayne? Isn't that your brother?
Okay, and?
Now, Brother Dwayne is who told me to call you.
Really?
Yeah.
My brother.
Yeah.
So what is this about, huh? Brother, whatever? I don't know. What is your name?
My name is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Dwayne got me to prank phone call you.
Nephew Tommy? No, I'm a kid. Oh my gosh, he's about to get me fired from this job. I'm in the lobby screaming, people looking at me. Oh my gosh.
You all right?
Here is Nephew Tommy.
Yeah, it's Nephew Tommy. What's up?
Oh, no. Oh my gosh. Oh, my gosh. My heart is racing.
Tell me, Mr. Carr, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey.
Really?
What?
Boy, you
how y'all feel about it?
Come on.
Y'all don't.
Church.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. What is all this slumber look? What is all this I'm getting from y'all?
What is this here?
Too much. It's just
that
too
was
far.
Greatness. And when we come back out the prank, that's how y'all looking at me?
Hey, man, let me ask like you a question, that? Tommy. In so disbelief. You really want us to celebrate in her misery so you can be continued to be called the king of pranks?
Thank you, Steve.
Yes!
Yes. And she said, blank
who
the
are
church.
You? Who does yes. that?
You don't see where you be taking people sometimes?
No, he doesn't, Steve.
Yeah, I know exactly where
now,
I'm taking
now, the other day, the lady wasn't, she wasn't having you at all. It wasn't no making up. She mm-hmm. threw with you. Yeah, you know, you told her husband was down at the hotel with another woman.
Uh-huh.
And
that?
They ended up having loud sex.
Yes.
You almost got in trouble. Then you call that man. And that man told you, he said, hey, man, your uncle done told you. You're going to get your ass whipped. He told you.
Right.
He told he ain't mixed no word. He said, man, your uncle done told you, man.
Yeah. What about the guy yeah. that he wanted to show his butt because, remember that guy?
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that dude. Right
I'm not coming down
for the
on
copy
my day
machine.
Off.
At yeah, because he put, yeah.
Yeah.
And then y'all didn't like the man. Y'all didn't like the man I told was going to have to go back to prison. Y'all didn't like that either.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, that was heartbreaking. Tommy.
I told you you wasn't
What do y'all like then? What do you want?
Hey, dog. That man was locked up 23 years.
You right? told him he right? had to go back to turn himself in.
And finish his 17 and pay his debt to society. Yes,
oh.
I mean.
Say, look, God. Man, no way.
Yeah, I ain't going
back. I can't.
Yeah. Why don't you prank Donald Trump?
If y'all get me the number, I promise you I'll do it.
Well, he'll be a all private right, citizen. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Coming up, Strawberry Letter, my best friend is a proud homewrecker. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.